Let me read on down. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Two things there that are important for us to gather. And one is, he takes away our sins, plural. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, he died for the sin of the world. He is the propitiation for our sin, not ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, what's the difference? Well, he died a redemptive death to pay the penalty of our sin. But he also died for our sins that he might deliver us right here and now from the power of sin. And he wants us to live for him. We've been given a new nature now. And in him is no sin. But if you want the literal of that, in him sin is not. In other words, he died a redemptive death, a sin offering. He was without spot and without blemish. And he offered himself for yours and mine, and that you and I might live for him today. Now will you notice, I move on. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now, we're dealing with something that's very important. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, the believer who abides in Christ does not practice sin. He doesn't live in it. The sinner lives in it all the time. The child of God's got a new nature. He cannot live a sinful life. Again, I must say it. Pigs live in pig pens. Prodigal sons come home. Oh, they can get in the pig pen, but they're not going to stay there. And while they're there, they are miserable. Always, if they're God's child. Now, if you can be happy in sin, then, my friend, you're not God's child. Because God's children, they have the nature of their fathers, we've said. Now, listen to this letter. It says that he's a homosexual and he is miserable in it. Listen, today I come to you with a very critical problem and hope that you will help me, for I'm desperate and have nothing left to try or anybody to turn to. To several Christians and to some non-Christian individuals, I have asked to help me without really telling what my problem is, and I always get the same answer, pray about it, they all said. Well, I have. For over a year, I've been praying. I know that I'm a newborn, again, Christian, although many times I had doubts, but I know that I have been saved. Brother, I don't know what you're going to think when you find that I'm a homosexual. Perhaps you'd think that I'm living in false assurance of eternal life, but believe me, this is not the case. I know I'm saved, but I lost the joy of my salvation for a while, and I try to live a Christian life, and I never was so miserable. Now, I want to say this to this young man. The reason I read his letter, it's encouraging. He says that he's a homosexual and he is miserable and he has no joy. He has no peace. Of course he doesn't. I won't question whether he's a child of God. I want to say this to him and I want to say it to him. And there are many others just like him listening in. My friend, he can give you a deliverance from it. And you need to claim that from him. Ask him to bring you to the place of peace and joy in your life. And if you are God's child, you will never be content in that state. That's the idea of the liberal churches today telling these folk that it's sort of like the alcoholic, that you're just sick. And the only disease that they peddle today is alcohol. If it's a disease, they're selling it today and advertising. But the same thing is true about this. This is not a disease. God calls it a sin. And God says there is a deliverance. Now, there may be an abnormality, which obviously there is. And I'm sure by consulting a Christian psychologist, he could help you a great deal. But make sure you go to a Christian psychologist. The other crowd will push you farther into your problem, by the way. And you'll never be delivered out of it. God can and will deliver you because you're his child. Now, that's what the Word of God says here. You either believe it or you don't believe it. And if you believe it, God can deliver you.